This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Ever get a fatal error on your computer? It ain't pretty. And have you ever had a bottle of wine fall victim to a fatal error? Reading your wine its last rites after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
A recent black tie dinner had tons of silent auction items to bid on, including a mixed case of wine from a very accomplished winemaker. The bidding was very low that night, and I was able to walk away with that glorious case for a fraction of its shelf value. Excitedly, I uncorked the first bottle, but darned if it hadn't turned. It was dreadful. An unlucky break, I figured, as I opened a different varietal. Cooked again. Well, I now have opened 9 out of 12, and not a single one is drinkable. My best guess? Someone responsible for gathering silent auction items left this and other wines in the trunk of a hot car. There was a heat wave going on. Well, they were all cooked to death. A fatal error. With wine, there are seldom second chances. Leave it uncorked overnight? Undrinkable. Let it heat up to 80 degrees or more? Arrange a funeral. Accidentally freeze it while trying to quick chill it? And you'll kill it. I say play it safe. If you treat your wine like you treat your pet, you won't be the victim of a fatal error. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.